Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language. By the power of Ra, god of the sun, Osiris, god of death, Isis, the mother goddess, Set, god of chaos, Anubis, god of the dead, which is definitely different than death, Thoth, god of wisdom, science, art, magic, and justice, Maat, goddess of truth, and Horus, god of goodness, the son of Osiris and Isis, and father of pharaohs. The sun dawns on the palace of the Old Kingdom. The light glints off the ceremonial crook and flail. But sitting on the throne is not the pharaoh we've grown to know, and if not love, hopefully like just a little bit. Instead, wreathed in shadow, a snake winding lovingly round either ankle is...
me! Hinutsen the Fantastic, ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, a goddess enthroned. My enemies cower to behold me. My sycophants quake to gain the barest shred of my approval. Women want me, fish fear me. I rule with an iron fist. I am feared, I am dreaded, and I am larger than life.
You're probably wondering how we wound up in this situation. Pharaoh Khufu and Queen Meretitis are almost late for their boat to Byblos, a trade hub in paradise. Queen Hinutsen watches evilly from the shadows.
Oh, that's fine. That's cool. Don't invite me on your fun shopping trip.
You're not gonna elbow your way on board? Or threaten us?
Nope and nope.
Really? You're just gonna stay behind and not complain about it?
Consider it penance for destroying your online influencer career when I used you like a hammer to rid Egypt of the aliens and thus Instagram.
You did use me, betraying sister wifehood, the most sacred of hoods.
Only because dear Meretitis still doesn't know where the clitoral hood is. Poor thing.
But this is good. I will forgive you, eventually. You are respecting my status because I am top wife, and all I need is being top wife to be happy, right? I am happy, aren't I?
Don't ask me.
Meretitis, it's time to go!
Oh well, toodles, sister wife. Enjoy being left out of our cool boat trip as your penance to ruining my life!
As Khufu and Meretitis hurry onto the boat, the sunlight glints ominously off one of Hinutsen's beautiful, dark, coal-lined eyes.
Oh, I'll enjoy myself immensely.
The sun glitters on the Mediterranean Sea as Pharaoh Khufu and Meretitis recline on the deck of their ship, now returning from Byblos with enough cedar wood to, well, build the biggest pyramid ever is Khufu's plan. Meretitis, however, is less enthused about their haul.
We go to Byblos, the jewel of the Mediterranean, for wood? Wood? Whenever you promise a woman a shopping trip, it's supposed to be to spoil her.
Hinutsen said she didn't want anything.
I meant me. I came along for a romantic getaway where, after lavishing me with Byblos books and Chinese silks and Indian spices, we might, you know, make something special.
Make something special for Hinutsen?
Make a baby! With me! Ugh, I can't believe we go on a cruise and all you can do is talk about your sister.
But Meretitis, this expedition was to pick up cedarwood. I will build you such an elegant tomb. Regal, luxurious, naturally perfumed. And then we can hang out forever. Your tomb will be made with my leftovers.
No. My tomb is going to wind up looking like shit while you're making the greatest pyramid ever, even bigger than Pharaoh Daddy's. Everyone notices your obsession with size, Khufu.
That's perfectly natural.
This trip is all about you. It's always all about you. A wife can only handle so many disappointments.
Meretitis, you know the D word makes me shrivel up.
What's that weird pucker?
My pecker is a temple.
Not that. In the water. What is that?
The sky darkens, the wind wails, and the stormy gray of the waters spirals. An immense whirlpool emerges, the sea's currents raging. The swirls grow and grow as its black hole epicenter opens wider to devour the ship.
No! Stop sucking my wood!
What about your wife?
This is not the time to suck you! Whoa!
Deep in an abyss on the ocean floor, the ship jolts to a halt, anchored and intact. The crew mills about, taking in the surroundings, eyes open in astonished wonder. But Khufu's more concerned with his cedar, the most magical thing of all. Despite being sucked down to the bottom of the ocean, it's still totally dry.
The wood. It's okay!
Yes, dear, your wood is okay. Can I go shopping now?
How can you think of shopping at a time like this?
How can you not? Look where we are. It's Atlantis.
Atlantis, that famed and fabled underwater metropolis. Don't think too hard about how everyone's still breathing. Just take in the sights. Carriages drawn by dolphins, whale cruises, and of course, the city's signature octopus brothels.
Is that pearls? Are these streets paved in pearls?
Yes, indeed. Because if there's one thing Atlantis is gonna do, it's flex. Nacreously. And not just pearls. Atlantis boasts a piece of every possible country or ship that has ever touched the Mediterranean. A collector's treasure trove of wonders. Who's the best trade city now, huh, Biblos?
Okay. I forgive you for otherwise making our getaway weekend boring. This fully makes up for it. Ooh! Looks like a sunken bit of Venetian tile. We can redo the upstairs bathrooms.
Oh, yay. Just what I want. Another remodeling project. Fun.
And I simply must get us some marble. Look at this. What's this? Khufu, pay the nice little vendor and have them send it along to the ship. Next stall.
Back in the palace, Hanutsen has gotten started ruling. It's audience hours, where any old Egyptian can wait in a really long line and bother the pharaoh with their tiny problems.
Give me my robe. Put on my crown. I have immortal longings in me.
Sobekhotep stands in his customary position behind the throne, staring out at the long line of petitioners, wondering if this is all a huge mistake.
Who's first? Approach, ye mortal.
Hi. You're not Pharaoh Khufu.
No, I'm Hanutsen the Fantastic, ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, a goddess enthroned. I'm way better.
Okay, well, I got fired from the Stella Brewery after that mob destroyed it, and life seems pretty meaningless now. Can you help?
Ha! Too easy! You know what's best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women. Forget working. Go do that.
I was hoping for, like, a new beer-related job.
You're welcome. Rose, Etta, drag him away. Next!
Next happens to be none other than our favorite ineffective communist agitator, Aaron.
Oh, you. I know you. You're that little guy my husband's obsessed with. What do you want? Homoerotic eye contact? Best I can do is heteroerotic.
I believe, sire, S, that he is likely here on behalf of the laborers, as always. That is his only topic, which he never shuts up about, and which, I might add, aren't even laboring on anything right now since we're waiting on the cedar from Biblos.
Don't test me, priest Sobekhotep. I contain multitudes. I could complain about anything at any time. Whoa, calm down, good snakey, pretty snakey. I am here today to talk to you about PETA.
I'm on a no-carb diet. Rose, Etta, bite that man.
No. PETA. P-E-T-A, the organization. People extremely terrified of animals?
that feet up.
Rose, Etta, release that man from your reptilian clutches. Go on.
Reptilian clutches are exactly what I wanted to talk to you about, actually. There is a crocodile overpopulation issue on the banks of the Nile. They're eating people, and worse, causing severe mental trauma to those extremely terrified of animals among us. And PETA wants to know, what does Pharaoh Khufu plan to do about this issue?
Do you mean, what does Pharaoh Hanutsin the Fantastic, ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, a goddess enthroned, plan to do about this issue?
Sure. Goddess temporarily enthroned, as High Priest of Sobek, God of Crocodiles...
Fuck off, Sobek Hotep. I'm in charge. And I say we're doing nothing about this. Nothing at all. It is not my problem. I will not help. Hasta la bye-bye, petitioner.
Amir the Falcon suddenly flies through an open window, drops a scroll of papyrus on the beautifully tiled floor, and flies out. Sobek Hotep unrolls it.
Thanks, Amir. To whom it may concern, in my absence, Hanutsin definitely should not rule. Sobek Hotep can be regent, I guess, but definitely not Hanutsin. Not Hanutsin for Pharaoh. Love and light, Khufu.
What?
You had the hieroglyphs, Scooch. Hand over the Ankh, keep the snakes, Shoo. Right, where were we? Crocodiles. As Pharaoh designated regent, I say we're doing nothing about this. Nothing at all. It's not my problem. I will not help. Hasta la bye-bye, petitioner.
Loser, you stole my idea. And my Ankh. And my throne. You will pay for this. You hear me? You will pay.
In Atlantis, Khufu is a mile behind, carrying Meretitus' shopping purchases when she finds the store from her wildest dreams.
Vibrators! Get your vibrator sponge here!
What are those?
These are top-of-the-line vibrators. The sponge is still alive and stimulates the motion once you press this button. Like so. Go ahead. Try it.
Oh, I couldn't possibly. But, well, before Khufu catches up, I suppose I could do a quick sample. All right. Wait, why did it stop?
That's only the sample. Take one home and they're always ready. This one is Bob, and he does not stop. We've also got coral dodos, anemone anal beads, sea cucumber strap-ons, seaweed whips, even the latest fuck rocks. They're out of this world.
Do you have any farm equipment?
Yoo-hoo, sex vendor! These nipple clams are simply not tight enough. Please give me your industrial clams. Ah! Egyptians, what are you doing here?
Herodotus?
Fucking Herodotus.
Were you looking for a little cucumber? A bit small and curved, timid, probably what you are used to.
Can you leave now? You're spoiling the mood.
Okay, dear. Glad I finally caught up to you. Herodotus.
Fucking Herodotus.
What are you doing here?
Buying bivalves for a bi-king. You should consider it, the bi thing. You're a really shitty ruler.
I meant in Atlantis. I don't want to know about your clams.
Oh, this is too rich. Tell me you don't know the patron of Atlantis without telling me you don't know the patron of Atlantis. I'll give you a hint. Atlantis is in the ocean.
Who?
This headline writes itself. Moron foreigner creates diplomatic debacle under the sea. Khufu's snafu.
Who is it?
It's Poseidon, duh. Throws a great pan-species orgy.
A Greek god? How could I be on the territory of a Greek god?
Khufu looks around and spies Grecian things everywhere.
Now that you mention it, the pottery is basic.
The sheets. The sheet clothes are a giveaway.
It's called a toga.
You can't possibly rebrand that. It's a sheet.
Is there voting? Can anybody smell voting?
And everything is a pillar. I thought it was compensating. Not that I know anything about that.
Whatever. You've been salivating at the look of those pillars.
You are lucky we even deigned to set foot on a Grecian land. See, whatever! Greece is blessed to have a real god in this poser's territory. Poser Sidon. Ha! Get it?
You aren't so much in my territory as trapped in my territory.
Is that Poseidon with his trident?
Yes.
Did he hear all of that?
Yes.
Including me calling him Poser Sidon.
Yes.
This is what happens when you go shopping!
Hanatsun dwells in the black void of her own thoughts, cloaked in shadow. Rose and Etta weave hypnotically about her.
I have been humiliated. I have been wronged. I have been most grievously, egregiously aggrieved. So Bekotep, regent, pah, what's wrong with me? Hanatsun is just as cute as Sobekotep, right? Hanatsun is just as smart as Sobekotep. Khufu totally likes Hanatsun just as much as he likes Sobekotep. We should totally just stab...
Oh, sorry, let me just scooch past you right here. Guessing our audience is over. Mimi, let's go.
The shadows vanish. We're in a very normal palace hallway, and Aaron and Mimi have been trying to politely inch their way past Hanatsun and her scary bitey snakes. But Hanatsun puts out a forbidding hand.
I see your plight, dripping from you in a most crocodilian aura. Yet fear not, mortal.
You are also mortal, your royal queenness?
I am a goddess only temporarily dethroned. So Bekotep, that croc-blocking bastard, might not help you, but I will. I will save Peeta and prove my right to rule.
Excellent. Mimi, why don't you give this nice dethroned goddess a hand? I'll do the hard work of organizing the people while you women approach the crocodiles. Godspeed.
Poseidon's dolphins, waltzing around Atlantis on buff human legs, escort Khufu and Meretitis to a domed Atlantean palace. Poseidon reclines on his throne like a much wetter Jabba the Hutt. Fluttering and simpering at his feet are seahorses, war stallions, and the cutest, most vibrant fish you've ever seen.
Remember, Khufu, you're a god too.
I know, dear.
So don't let him talk down to you.
Yes, dear.
You are Egypt.
I am Egypt. Hello, Poseidon. It is I, Pharaoh Khufu, Horus on Earth, a mortal Egyptian god until I ascend. I am the sun and stars. Thank you for celebrating my voyage to Byblos. But we would like to return now.
You would like to return?
Yes.
To Egypt?
Yes.
Pass, I'm bored.
You can't just say pass. I'm a god. Where is my respect?
You're not a god here, are you? You're off your lands, losing your power. Instead, you come to my realm, so you have to entertain me now. Dance or something.
Were you thinking a dabke or a polka?
We will not be dancing, Lord Poseidon.
We won't? No dancing. It is undignified.
We would have brought a ceremonial diplomatic gift, but we were not expecting to visit you.
Of course you weren't. If you were, it would be no fun. See, here's what I do. I let boats pass in constant fear of being snatched. If the dolphins think the occupants or cargo would interest me, I'll cast a whirlpool and check.
So it was you sucking my wood?
If I sacked your wood, you would splooge on the spot, my guy. So, anyways, I get a lot of ships with completely boring stuff, but it all goes to the hoard, doesn't it? Dolphins do like shiny things, and you are so shiny, my dudes. Intriguing in your obliviousness. very funny to see an innocent go to a sex shop for the first time. Let me know if you need help, sweetheart. All I do is fuck and fuck people. It's like my thing.
Gross. And sad. But also gross.
So you will dwell in Atlantis to add a bit of a chaos agent factor. Entertain me. Spice up the deep. Eat some sushi.
And then return to Egypt?
No. You're here till you die. Welcome to Atlantis.
We interrupt this episode for the Pyramid People shout-out. Lynn Molly, the voice of Queen Meretitis, is extremely talented. This shining star not only has excellent timing as our trad queen, but also on stage. Along with Gina B. Jones, she co-hosts and produces Hilarious Habibis, a Mina-centric stand-up show. Follow Hilarious Habibis on Instagram for show dates and see our comedy queen, Lynn. Go, girl. We want to show some community love for another stand-up beloved by us pyramid people at the Great Pyramid Scheme, Ahmed Al-Qadri. This Yemeni-American superstar tours like it's his job because, like, it is. A hysterical comedian on stage, Ahmed's Instagram is full of all-too-relatable and ridiculous sketches. Follow him on Instagram and TikTok at Ahmed Loves Bread. Now, let's get back to today's episode.
Charge!
Ah, the banks of the Nile. The afternoon sun is pleasantly warm, the breeze gentle. The river moves lazy and slow between the reeds because it is absolutely chock-a-block with crocodiles. Hanutsun and Mimi, each clutching spears, sprint bloodthirstily and incredibly nervously, respectively, toward a float of crocodiles who move out of the way of their bonkers assault, but otherwise are really just chillin', unbothered.
This isn't working. The masses of crocodiles flee before my dread and shadowy person, but they just wind up right on the banks again, right where I don't want them.
Queen Hanutsun?
Pharaoh Hanutsun, the fantastic, ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, goddess enthroned.
Pharaoh Hanutsun, the fantastic ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, goddess enthroned, even though you're not technically actually Pharaoh, and it's a little weird that you insist on being called that. When Aaron said you were going to help with the crocodiles, I thought he meant, like, you secretly had proficiency in animal handling or something. Not that you were going to make us both charge toward a bunch of crocodiles with spears.
Are you a weenie?
I don't think so.
Because you are sounding like a weenie.
They're not usually kosher, so...
But not everyone can have the staunch and terrifying aura of maniacal power, which I, Hanutsun, the fantastic, ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, goddess enthroned, cultivate. Here, catch.
A leather helmet hits Mimi in the gut and tumbles to the mud.
Armor yourself, weenie. We'll make our next assault from that tiny little hill over there. Rose Etta, with me.
And so, Hanutsun led another insane charge against several hundred floating crocodiles, who did not give a fuck. They just kept calmly moving out of the way. It was super annoying.
This is super annoying.
I really think I need to stop running. If chasing crocodiles is this hard, can you imagine how rough and awful it is to organize people to attend a meeting? Poor Aaron.
You're right. Melee tactics are so 5 minutes ago. We'll have to resort to my specialty. Domination from a distance.
Is that a gigantic sack of powder your snakes are bearing very coolly on their scaly backs? It looks allergenic.
Lotus pollen, my dear underling. It'll make any living being sneeze for an hour straight, or your money back guaranteed. I will toss it into the air. You take this fan and wave it very fast. The pollen will waft down to the banks in a big hazy cloud, and soon the winds will sing with the sound of sneezing crocodiles.
Oh, good. I'm glad we don't have to attack them with a spear.
And then we attack them with the spears. 3, 2, 1, fan for your life.
Mimi fanned for her life. the powder almost floated over to the crocodiles. But Shu, god of the wind, did not like this very much at all.
What is this bullshit in my wind?
Oh no, what's happening? That's not where it's supposed to... It's all going up my nose!
Hey, Shu, knock it off. Send it towards the crocodiles, Shu.
Screw you, polluter.
Poor Mimi got a face full of lotus powder and spent the next hour sneezing.
Please, can we stop? Achoo! I don't like this. Achoo! You're terrifying. Achoo!
Correct. I am. I am. I will terrify them to death.
Hanutsen stomps down to the crocodiles.
Crocodiles, I will end you. I will break you. I will flay your scaly hides and have them made into shoes and purses for Maritaitis, who has such bad taste you will live on in shame for generations as the ugliest crimes to fashion Egypt has ever seen.
The crocodiles do not move. Hanutsen falls to her knees in something that is definitely not despair.
What else can I do? There has to be a way to send their stubborn crocodilian souls to oblivion.
I might know a guy who knows a bit about oblivion, your queenness.
Maritaitis paces the deck of their magically anchored ship while Khufu polishes his wood, which is not a euphemism.
One log, two log, three log, four. Khufu's the best, let's count some more. And five and six and seven and eight. So many logs, he must be great.
Embarrassing.
Husband, what do we do now?
Wife, maybe you could be more helpful and figure it out instead of relying on my masculine energy to solve everything for you. Leave me and my hardwood in peace.
Gasp! I run Egypt for you. The economy, the artisans' provisions, the priesthood's rituals and holidays.
Oh, yeah, sure. You run Egypt. Run to the cosmetic suppliers and perfumeries and waxing salons.
Fuck you. I look good for myself, not to please you.
I know you don't care about pleasing me. You tell everyone how unsatisfied you are with, you know, our bedtime fun bonsaru sessions.
The sex will definitely be better if you never call it that again.
And now here we are, stuck in an oceanic paradise with sexual invitations surrounding you, and you are doing it again. Completely emasculating me. Well, do you know what is the opposite of emasculating? Polishing wood. So I'll be here with my hard, long, thick, and glistening manhood while you go pick up fish STDs since you so obviously want to.
You know what? I will go to a pan-species orgy. With Herodotus.
Okay, you do that.
I'll find something extra fishy.
Enjoy! I got the last word!
Fuck off!
It's not hard to find a pan-species orgy in Atlantis. All you have to do is follow the glowy black light trail of bioluminescent creature juices. And so, Maritaitis arrives at a promising amphitheater, giving herself a little pep talk.
Your weave is flawless. Your eyeliner is sharp. They're going to fall all over themselves to fuck you. And it will be great and fill that hole in your marriage and life and sense of purpose. Because sex with strangers fixes everything.
Maritaitis gives her boobs a businesslike boost and swans on into the orgy. There's a jellyfish DJ, the bright lights are seizure-inducing, and a fog machine blasts the writhing bodies on the dance floor. A buff dolphin man approaches Maritaitis.
What can I get you?
I'll start with penis. That's how you do these things, right?
Well, I'm just a bartender, ma'am.
Oh, then a big alcohol, please.
Yeah, one blowjob coming up.
But you said that...
Relax, lady. It's a shot. Amaretto and my special nut cream.
The buff bartender walks off as Maritaitis watches, mouth agape, feeling more naive and stupid than she has ever felt. Mostly because Maritaitis' narcissism has never been threatened like this.
No one is looking at you sitting alone at an orgy. You are hot and you are not being weird.
The buff dolphin bartender returns with her drink.
Ah! Oh, it's you. Sorry. I'm a little wound up. I've never had an orgasm. I mean orgy. I mean both. First timer, feeling enthusiastic. Really vibing with the decor. Seaweed? What can't it do? Versatile?
Relax, lady. It's just a blowjob. Open wide.
She's not putting any blowjobs down her throat.
Khufu?
Khufu?
It is I, Khufu, Pharaoh of Egypt. I can satisfy my wife. Thank you. Buzz off now.
You don't have to be rude about it. Lady, do you want your drink or not?
I told you she is not drinking your blowjob.
Pal, I'm the runner-up on Cocktails of the Deep. Tip me, arsehole.
Here's a quick dick tip. Keep your cocktail out of her mouth, fish.
The buff dolphin throws the shot in Khufu's face and storms off.
Huh. Creamy nut.
That was hot.
It was? I mean, yes, baby. You may taste my blowjob now.
Okay. Wait. No. More. I need more.
What do you mean you need more? You've been here for less than 10 minutes. How many fish can you get off in 10 minutes? Fuck! I knew it. I knew speed is the key to pleasuring you.
It's really not. Please don't let that be the takeaway here.
I'll come right now and prove to you my speed and velocity and virile energy.
More shots! I need more shots. We need more shots. Oh, got some. Yummy. Hashtag shots. Oh, wait. No one can heart my hashtags anymore. Sad.
Huh. Now that I've wrote it a whole blowjob, everything around me seems different. Kind of decaying and gross?
Wait. Same. Yuck. Is that buff dolphin dying outside or inside? I can see its organs.
It's not just the buff dolphin.
All the fish glow eerily in the underwater orgy light. Scales are floating off. Bones are wiggling underneath strips of fish flesh. And somehow, the party's still popping. Dancers still writhing in an ecstasy of decay. It's the worst kind of post-nut clarity. And nobody even got to nut.
We gotta get out of here!
Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme. This episode was written by Layla Abdo and Bree Wernicke and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El-Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vincent Watson, Robert Vincent Watson, Bree Wernicke, and Nebra Nelson. Sound design by Devin Wagoner and original music composed by Nibal Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Koth. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.